Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Don Word. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Phil Reagan. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Phil Reagan. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser strikes out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle strikes out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is hit by the pitch. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kirkland moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Colavito. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Kirkland scores. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Alvis moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt juggles the ball. That's an error on Wirt. Alvis scores. Askew moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Askew. the slide. Freehan applies the tag. Askew is out. Held moves to second. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hauser. Freehan moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Freehan and he is out, McAuliffe applying the tag. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash juggles the ball. That's an error on Cash. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew strikes out. 1 out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 1 in the game. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kralik for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reagan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Houser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it and throws to first for the out. Kirkland moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. as Q hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Colavito throws the ball into Wirt, who relays the ball to Wood, who tags as Q trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kirkland scores. It's 5-3, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Frank Castro pinch hits for Phil Regan. Frank Castro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castro hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Anderson now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-2 in the game. Kralik strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. LePlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle is hit by the pitch. Al LePlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePlow is 0-for-3 in the game. LePlow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kirkland is walked intentionally. Kindle moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-3 in the game. Held hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0-for-3 in the game. Kralik bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians 5, and Detroit Tigers 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.